Okay, it is now 10:35. I guess I can't tell if everyone's back, so.
I just went out and watered the veggies.
Yeah, I got to do that tonight, too, so.
I got a big one in the backyard that's just laying there all the time. He's I would call on the other side a 10-pointer. You guys call them 5-pointers, but it's he owns the backyard now. So,
well, you shouldn't chain him up like that, Brad.
I told him just, hey, you can eat my garden, but just leave me one of your racks when you shed them in the fall.
Nikki, I can't see how. Do we have a quorum? I assume we do, but I can't see.
Well, they're there, but I don't know if they're there. So.
Well, I'm going to assume they're there then, because we're past time. We are on agenda item 4, a little bit behind schedule. This is hunting contest, and this is a decision. Anise, please.
Yes, good morning, commissioners, director, deputy director. Today I'm presenting two rules, WAC 220, 412, 110, hunting contest, and then WAC 220, 413, 060, hunting restrictions. They're both dealing with the hunting contest opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to present this. We presented a more detailed presentation in August, so this will be an abbreviated version just to go through what the rule changes are and kind of what the public thought about them. Okay, so basically some of the background, the commission asked the department to modify this rule for hunting contests to achieve two main goals, to make sure that illegal contests are not occurring. We heard that there were maybe some of that activity occurring. And then the second part was to discontinue issuing permits for contests that target a large number of animals with emphasis on fur-bearing animals. So to that end, the department drafted two rules to deal with that. Rule 220, 412, 110, we added the following language to that WAC. Basically, it says that contests involving unclassified wildlife or classified wildlife species without a bag limit are prohibited and will not be permitted. So this language basically doesn't allow the permitting of contests that promote the taking of as many animals as possible, since species allowed have a bag limit and must be adhered to by rule. So that it's a very simple change to the rule that basically prohibits people from having contests that promote the killing of as many animals as possible. And then the other rule was dealing with the unlawful contests. So basically the rule change there we're recommending, it is unlawful to participate in a hunting contest for which no permit has been issued by the department. And then a violation of this subsection is punishable by an infraction under RCW 77-15-160, subsection 6B. So this language makes it clear that a permit is required and makes it an infraction to operate a contest without a permit. Yes. I think you're muted, Chair Comforter.
Could you go back one slide for me?
You bet.
The just a hypothetical, I remember in the past we had some briefings about, and I don't recall the precise terminology, but we had these new species of doves, Eurasian collared doves, that have come into our state and are a problem. And I can't speak to the specifics of the problem. And as I recall, they can be hunted year round. And is there a bag limit on those, or how does that relate to the verbiage here?
There is no bag limit, so theoretically, contests for them would be prohibited as well. Now, we have to be clear, this doesn't prohibit people from going and taking as many as they want for their, you know, during their recreational hunting. It just prohibits people from having contests for those species.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, and so I'll run through the public comment. I already went through this before, so it hasn't changed a whole lot. We got more than 2,000 comments, with the majority, about 60%, agreeing with this rule change, 224.12. Now, there were obviously 40% or more that were opposed to it. And, you know, some of the comment themes basically that we saw, both in opposition and for, is that coyotes play an important role, an ecological role in healthy ecosystem. Some folks were opposed to hunting contests entirely. Others were opposed to contests except for to control invasive species. Some were opposed to hunting in general. And then some wanted us to just reduce or eliminate the prizes. And then others were worried about dog field trials and how this rule affected that. And we made it clear that this is a separate rule from that. And then some folks felt that these numerically based contests are needed to control coyote numbers. And then contests also can help predator populations or control predator populations. And then contests can be an economic boost to some of these small communities. And then some folks just felt that there were too many regulations and that we should not regulate things any further. So that's related to the rule 220.412.110. And then the rule 224.13.060 that makes these contests, that you have to have a permit for these contests, and it makes it an infraction. We actually had more people that were in favor of this rule, realizing that people should be following the law. So about 76% of those folks. And then there were some people that felt the penalty should be more than an infraction. So that was really the main thing that we heard from that. So given that you have all the information, we've briefed you on this before, really the nothing has changed as far as the comments go. We've heard some comments this morning on this as well. Our recommendation remains the same, is to move to adopt the recommended rule changes as presented by staff.
Questions, comments from the commission? Anise, can you take your screen down now? Is that possible? I don't know that we need that up any longer. There we go. Okay. This is a decision. I guess someone will need to make a motion. Commissioner Baker. One second. Commissioner Baker has her hand up first, I think. You have to unmute yourself, Barbara.
Like to hear what Commissioner Smith had to say.
Oh, I was going to make the motion, but you make the motion.
No, feel free. Go ahead, Brad.
I move to adopt the recommendation by staff for the hunting contest. I don't have the number in front of me, but the motion that Anise just put forward.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion by Commissioner Smith and a second by Commissioner Baker. I see a hand up for Commissioner Thorburn.
I will vote against this. I strongly oppose the amendment to WEC 220.412.110 hunting contests. The proposed amendment represents a response to anti-hunting groups' relentless campaign to vilify hunting, one crusade at a time. As a Fish and Wildlife Commissioner, I see my role as defending hunting from these attacks. The words that the anti-hunting campaigners use, words like cruel, unethical, killing contest, irresponsible, indiscriminate, fringy, murder, rape, molestation, ecological destruction, biodiversity devastation, do not describe legally sanctioned hunting and are only meant to foster an emotionally charged anti-hunting bias. The current rule is sufficient to ensure that hunting contests, like other harvest activities, don't impair the resources. I see these animal rights campaigns as conflicts against minority communities, in the case of hunting contests, rural and hunting communities. They are, in other words, battles in the culture wars. My interest as a commissioner is to pursue biodiversity conservation and protect ecologic integrity, not to prosecute culture war. Therefore, I will vote no on the amendment to WEC 20-412-110 hunting contest.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Commissioner Kehoe.
Yes, so thank you, Mr. Chair. And I too will be voting no on the motion. And I think my reasons are similar to Commissioner Thorburn's. I think folks have heard me say in the past, and you're going to hear me say it again today, that this is an ethics issue, very much like the baiting issue that the commission wrestled with a couple of years ago. The difference being, and then we did put some small restrictions on baiting that had conservation implications. To my knowledge, there has been no information presented, no scientific analysis, nothing that says that these hunting contests put in jeopardy coyote populations or any other populations. So, you know, while I respect Commissioner Smith's passionate testimony the last time, and also Commissioner Baker, I respect your viewpoints. But to me, this is beyond the scope of the Fish and Wildlife Commission's mandate given to us by the staff, by the legislature. There's nothing in the mandate that says that we shall promote the ethical taking of animals. It's not in any of the RCWs that have been brought to my attention. So to me, I think that where this, you know, for the proponents of this, if they want to move it forward, this is not the proper forum. The proper forum is the legislature. And to me, by coming to the Fish and Wildlife Commission, it's the path of least resistance by the proponents. So, and one last thing too, before I close my comments, Mr. Chairman, and that is that, you know, we as the commission, we are often embroiled in very controversial topics that divide user groups across the state. And to me, this is a unnecessary step into another controversy. And so the last thing that we need is more controversy. And really, if you look at the comments, it's pitting out-of-state interests and west-side interests against folks that live on the east side. And so for those reasons, I'll be voting no on the motion. And if the motion fails, I would be prepared to offer another motion, which would approve the recommended change to WAC 220-413-060, making it all unlawful to participate in a hunting contest for which no permit has been issued. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Kehoe. We have Commissioner Anderson first, and then Commissioner Linville, please.
Yes, I intend to vote for the ban. I am a lifelong hunter. I do not see these contests as being consistent with the ethics that I growing up with, and that I believe many, if not most, hunters have. I don't believe that these contests are valuable for the department in terms of managing populations. I think that's an argument that has been put out there, but I don't believe that's the case. I believe that, and this is the case, that we can still hunt coyotes. We can still have take. This doesn't restrict that. It just takes away the contest. And I'm not an out-of-stater. I'm native in Washington. Like I said, I've hunted all my life. So I'm not swayed by the out-of-state interest. This is coming to me organically. So that's why I'm going to vote for the restriction.
Commissioner Linville, please.
Yeah, the science does not support that hunting contests are either beneficial or, you know, negligently affect negatively affect predator populations, right? So this, in other words, the science doesn't fall down on either side of this topic. So that's always where I start when I'm making a decision. And I am going to vote in favor for this. And the only way that I can do that, because I do have concerns on predators' impacts on neonates and livestock, the way that I can vote for this is that there is nothing in this. Our most thoughtful letters that we got in opposition to this were wanting to make sure that it could still be a tool in the toolbox for, managing predator populations, especially in regards to neonates. And today we heard a member from the public talk about how it's a family opportunity to go out and enjoy the outdoors together. And this does not prevent that either. If a rancher were to put the word out, hey, you know, I'm really struggling with this coyote population. Can you please come and we will, spend an afternoon hunting coyotes. That's legal. That does not change. If the department wants to use skilled hunters to manage coyote populations, this does not change that either. It is simply the only thing being taken away here is the prize. And so that is why I'm able to vote yes for this.
Okay. Anyone else want to make comment before? Commissioner McIsaac, I see your hand up. You got to unmute yourself, Don, please.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess just in the spirit of good, thorough commissioner dialogue on this, I'm listening to all this very carefully. As you know, I'm a little bit of a neophyte on the whole hunting side of things. I am a little concerned about a couple of the things that Commissioner Thorburn brought up. I understand all this business about how these exaggerated public testimonies just elevate the rancor of things and are just not. I'm concerned a little bit about the slippery slope part of this that might be behind it in terms of move of some of those same kind of folks testifying as really being anti-hunting and anti-gun. And so that's in the back of my mind as well. On the conservation issue, I understand this is, again, maybe commissioners can help me on this if I got something wrong here, but that there isn't really a conservation dent going to be made in the coyote population that can do any permanent conservation benefit. But I do have the feeling that situationally focused coyote hunting can provide conservation benefits. I think Commissioner Anderson last time talked about some of these areas. If there's a lot of coyotes removed, then the smartest ones run away. and smartest ones don't get taken. And so that's happening in a sage-grouse situation where you don't want coyote predation to be there or some other situation, then maybe there is a little bit of the small C of conservation there. I am kind of swayed by the argument that this kind of focused hunting can still occur without a contest. And the part of having a contest out there with prizes, I don't think is the most becoming thing for our hunting community on the surface. I'm a little concerned about the slippery slope that there are people that are going to maybe use this as a foothold, but I'm kind of ending up after all this discussion to be inclined to be in favor of the motion, but I'd like to hear if other people have anything. Winger for me is, again, at the very end of the day, it's a tough call, but the unbecoming nature of some of this, I don't know that it helps our hunting community. And the coyote predation benefit part of this can still go on, and coyote hunting can still go on. So that's where I'm at the moment.
Commissioner Baker. Commissioner Baker, do you hear me?
Thank you, Commissioner Carpenter. Chair Carpenter, can you hear me?
We can. Yes.
I'm not sure that you can hear me. My internet has decided to go on the fritz just now, which is par for the course.
We can't hear you. I can hear you. Can others hear you? Yes. Heads are bobbing, Barbara. Thumbs are up.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I'm not going to belabor my comments because we've heard this issue debated over and over. But I do believe it's important to remind ourselves one more time about what this policy change does and doesn't do. All it does is ban competitions involving the killing of animals for cash or prizes. It doesn't inhibit the ability of anyone to hunt coyotes, control predators, invasive species, or impair hunting dog trials or training. It bans games that use ponds as ponds, wildlife that are targeted specifically because they don't have any bag limits. These derbies, they don't have any place in Washington's hunting traditions. They give hunters a bad name. And kind of most importantly to me, they are no way to introduce youngsters to the sport. And then of course it violates at least one very important tenet of the North American model. But I've been thinking about this a little bit, and the comments that we've received and some of the press that we've gotten, in my mind, there's no room for a practice that has to be hidden. We heard Commissioner Graybill's story last time we talked about this, of a big sporting company in his area that decided it was a serious misjudgment for them to show all of the dead animals that came out of a hunting contest because of public outrage. On a recent comment that we received in the in our email, a person that I know and respect asking us to vote against this policy measure noted that that when his group had contests, this is a quote, "We made sure the coyotes were not on display to the non-hunting public." And then just yesterday, the Northwest Sportsman's Magazine had an article about this issue and also salmon. And in that article, it noted that these contests, when they're held, are held mostly in winter and under the radar of the masses. I really think comments like that speak for themselves. And I believe that not only is it our, I believe absolutely that it is our responsibility as we are trying to affect our mandate to make sure that we don't do things that need to be hidden, and that we do do things that promote the recreation and the sport and responsible hunting. And so we are working hard in the state to advance a conservation message to our citizens. With this change, we'll be walking that talk. And so I'm asking everybody to vote yes for this, these two policy changes. Thank you.
Okay, are there any other comments from the commissioner before I call for the question? Commissioner Smith.
Yeah, I've said my piece before, and you've all heard that, but I just, as a lifelong hunter too, I want to weigh in just on that. Is ethics part of hunting? It is, and it's not a broad part, but it's your personal ethic. And, you know, I never, the word contest in hunting, when I hear that, it's just, it goes against the, you know, my core. You know, I think any serious hunter, which most of us are, respect what we do kill. And we do feel a sadness when we do kill. You know, every deer that I've shot with a bow or a rifle, when I walk up and look at that, I feel a sadness. But then you eat and everything. So hunting is a very personal, embedded emotion. And I'm worried about anti-hunting sentiment in the country. And I can't think of anything that fuels anti-hunting sentiment more than the social media pictures portraying a pile of dead critters. That is adding fuel to the anti-hunting argument. So this does not control. We can still hunt. I have a lot of friends that hunt coyotes, and they know how to call them professionally. So I'm saying this not as Commissioner Smith, but as Hunter Smith. it's been part of me. That's why I chose my profession, hunting and fishing. And so I just feel I had to chime in from a hunter. Sorry.
Thank you, Hunter Smith. Commissioner Thorburn has a comment.
Thank you. I already said my piece, but Commissioner Smith, you've done it again. As you pointed out, it is your personal values and your personal ethics, and you want to impose those on others who we've heard who enjoy these contests, just like Devin talked about today. I agree with you. I don't think it's seemly for hunters to post piles of dead animals on social media. I think a lot of that's posted on social media is inappropriate. I don't spend a lot of time on it. These are personal values. And these personal values, that list of words that I read earlier, that I've seen repeatedly coming from the proponents,